Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, a very pivotal part of the show into this Bengals game. Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network, joins us. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
What we are about to see is what happens to the Cincinnati Bengals when some of their key starters are missing defensively, specifically game-changing linebacker Vontaze Burfict. Now, what you are about to see will segue into what it can look like for Cincinnati when their good guys play. Let's take it away.
Yeah, Paul, we're going to take a deep dive into the Cincinnati running game defensively in the running game. We know we saw what the Bears did to them, and you always want to wonder what exactly happened and what did the Bears do. And
backup Kevin Minter, backup Vincent Ray.
Exactly right. And when you line up, and this is football 101, you have a guy for every gap. You have a linebacker, D lineman, this is pretty much they've got everything covered.
Yep.
Everybody just has to maintain gap integrity. And when you're struggling as a team to just do that, that becomes an issue. The offensive line of the Bears, they all just go to the right, zone play. Nice job by the running back to kind of fake like he's going into that spot. And what ends up happening is you see Minter here on the outside.
Yep.
He bites in a little bit on that. Ray is coming up, but too late.
Josh Sitton eating him alive.
Exactly right. He needs to keep going downfield and try to make this play. He just stays in his gap. He comes in. Johnson pokes his head in. Stay in your gap. Stay in your gap.
Uh-oh.
And he gets through. And this is what's crazy. He gets to that second level. And if he doesn't step out of bounds right there,
yep,
this is a touchdown for the Chicago Bears. And that's
how quickly
it happens. So the very next play, the Bears are saying.
Backup.
Exactly right. If it works, let's just do it again. In this case now, you have just a simple counter. All right. So you have the back offset, and then the guard is going to pull. Down blocks all across the front. He might kick out depending on how it looks. And then the running back comes over. So this is just your basic misdirection play. This linebacker has to know when that guard goes, the puller has priority, meaning he needs to mirror the guard. They're not going to pull the guard and then run the football outside because you'll have him to take care of it. So this is just simple 101 football.
Yeah.
And I don't know where he's going.
Uh-oh.
I mean, he's completely biting on the play fake.
And that's Carlos Dunlap, a starter, and Michael Johnson, a starter.
Exactly right. He's getting underneath the tight end. Now, Johnson's doing his job because he's taking up two Bears blockers.
Yeah.
Right? They'll get the linebacker outside. This guy is way over there.
Kevin, what are you doing?
And you got Sitton coming over looking for work. I mean, he's looking for
looking
someone.
For work. He's looking for food.
He's looking for... He's looking for something to eat. I mean, you get the running back through, and there isn't a body within 6 yards.
Holy
I mean,
cow.
This is the kind of stuff that when you see as a coach,
it really causes
problems. The other problem you have is on the front side, you have a defensive lineman here. So if the running back goes outside, they have two bodies. So they're not maintaining gap integrity. We talked about what happened in Carolina, when you have one guy out of place, we saw what can happen.
Yep.
In this case, you have two guys. Ray is just, he's out to lunch. He went way too wide.
Vinny, what are you doing?
And then the other half of this, though, is the running back can get 5 yards. Now you have two bodies that should be able to bring the tackle, make it a 10-yard run.
George Iloka, generally pretty solid.
Very, very solid normally, but they just can't close the deal.
Wow.
So they're having problems not only up front, in fact, with gap protection, but they're having problems down the field. But similar type of misdirection play, all right? The tight end comes in. This isn't a lineman pulling. This is like a tight end. They line him up over here, and he's actually acting like a fullback. So, again, you have a defensive end outside. The linebacker just decides to take a step back this way.
Okay.
Well, your free hitter is right here. This linebacker has to get over the top.
Yep.
And Minter just doesn't get there. He does late. Over the top, but
no, that's Vinny Ray.
Too much, right? He gets lost in the proverbial shuffle, so to speak. The other problem they have here is the defensive lineman too. Keep your shoulders square. The Bears are able to turn him and get him sideways. That means these two guys are blocking these two guys easily. This running back has a two-way go.
Yeah.
He should have kept it and gone this way. Bounces it outside. And safety makes it.
I'm so sorry. These players are the bomb. Now, when Vontaze Burfict and Nick Vigil, two of their starting linebackers play, Burfict and Vigil, watch how Cincinnati plays.
Right, and these are really the same kind of plays that Chicago ran against them, but you'll see how much better they defend them. So you have Burfict here on the outside, drawing a block from a wide receiver. We saw earlier, wide receiver takes out three defenders.
Yeah.
Vigil, on the backside, a guy who can really run, he can move. But Burfict comes up, steps up, shoots the gun, makes the play, makes the tackle. So you're seeing the difference there when you have these linebackers running downhill. Again, Burfict and Vigil. Same thing. They pull this guard, but watch how quickly Burfict is reacting. His vision is perfect. He's looking at the guard through the running back. As soon as he sees this guy move, he's already on his way outside where he's supposed to be. Watch. Boom. He takes one little step.
Very nice.
And he's outside. Johnson comes underneath. He's got the speed and the ability. He comes in, spills his guy, and then Vigil just playing the piano, shuffling, keeping his shoulders square.
Very nice.
Across the line, bam, able to step up and make the tackle. Yep. So the difference that two bodies make can be huge. Similar to the play we saw before, just a downhill stretch play, they leave Burfict unblocked, and he has the speed and the ability to get in there in the backfield and make the play. So Cincinnati is saying schematically there's not a whole lot we can do differently because we're just not executing. So wide receiver coming down blocking on Burfict. He's big enough, fast enough, get over the top, beat a blocker, make a play. So, and you have corner support on the outside. So it's not as if what Cincinnati did was any different than they normally do. They just don't have the same guys executing it.
Right.
So as the Vikings take a look at this film, they have to figure out, we don't really, is it anything magical that we need to do?
Yeah.
Just straight up play football like we normally do, block and get the guys that we want to get. And eventually, between Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon, we're going to get to that second level. And with the way those two guys are running, there'll be some big, big plays.